This is episode 79 of Extraordinary Women Radio. Welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio. I am your host, Cami Gilner. Women are being called to lead with voice, vitality, and vigor. Each week, join me for wisdom-filled interviews with extraordinary women living out loud and making a difference in our world. Their stories will uplift, inspire, and spark your own purpose-driven journey. Hello, my extraordinary women friends. Do you know how much I love people who follow their passion? Well, today I've got a special treat for you. A woman who followed her passion, who also happens to share one of my favorite passions, horses. Today's Extraordinary Women Radio guest is Alyssa Matthews. Alyssa is a lifelong equestrian and adventure addict. And in 2017, she set out on an adventure to ride every breed of horse in the world in her quest, Discover the Horse. And so far, she's ridden over 50 different breeds in 7 different countries, and she's being recognized across the globe for her passion and her pursuit. She has been planning this quest for over a decade, and if you love beauty and passion like I do, you'll want to check out her website, which is full of video and story as she's meeting the extraordinary horses and their owners along the way at discoverthehorse.com. As she moves through this journey, Alyssa is working with a nonprofit rare breeds organization to promote and bring awareness to several of the endangered breeds. When the project is finished, it will be the largest equine education project of its kind. Alyssa's hope is that this project will show the world what our amazing horses do for us. So many of you know that I lead equine vision journeys. They're retreats to help women discover their passions, their purpose, and raise up how they're showing up in the world. And the horses provide such a magical space, a magical way for the people to really expand upon their dreams. They're our mirror, they're our guide, and they provide space for us to do our deep inner work. And in fact, it was my own horses who helped me envision a pathway to being an entrepreneur just about a decade ago. I was in this space of leaving my corporate job. I had left and I wasn't sure what I was wanting to make happen in my world. In fact, I was feeling really, really stuck. And I was working with a coach on a very specific day. I woke up where I was feeling pretty lost and disappointed that I hadn't gotten a job that I'd applied for. And also kind of thankful that I hadn't gotten that job because I just didn't feel like, you know, where my passion was, but I didn't know what I was supposed to do. And so on this very specific day, I had a coach tell me, well, why don't you go out and spend some time just breathing in your horse's breath? And I thought, I paused for a moment and I thought, well, that's just crazy. But, you know, what else do I have to do today? So I decided I would do that. And it was a really snowy, cold day here in Colorado. It had rained, it had snowed about 18 inches of snow that day. And so I set out to the house, put on my snow boots, kind of trotted through the snow. That was a really pretty day. It was, the trees were hanging heavy with snow on them. It was very peaceful. And as I got out to the barn, there was my mare, Sugary, standing at the door and at the gate. And I was like, well, you know, I think she was really the one that was supposed to be there for me that day. And so I leaned down and I started to breathe in her breath. And just let that settle into, and it was frosty, right? It was like I could see my breath, I could see her breath, and her whiskers were full of little icicles on them. And I just took all of that in. And as I was standing there, and then I turned my back to her and kind of leaned my shoulders back against her weathers. And it was like this magic bolt of lightning hit me at that moment, where all the work that I'd been doing with my coach, all the work that I've been journeying through out in nature, doing my own inner work, started to come together. Like this, the puzzle, the picture, or the puzzle pieces all came together. And as all those puzzle pieces came together, I suddenly had this vision of where I was supposed to be doing. I wasn't supposed to be looking for a job. I was supposed to be starting my own business. And it was in this very aha moment that I suddenly saw something different than I hadn't seen before. And I think that's the magic what horses can bring to us. And over the years, I have seen horses transform their lives. And just like it did for me that day, I never looked backward again. I just looked forward. I knew I was going in a different direction. I had such just grounded assurance that I was on the right track when this vision came forward for me. And my clients, I've seen them get their biggest aha moments with the horses that would forever shape their what's next in their life and their business. And I've seen the horses help them uncover the thing that's been keeping them stuck, or to break through an underlying fear that's had them playing small. So my coaching work has always been powerful, but with the retreats with the horses, that is where the biggest just transformation has taken place. And it's really magical. And I'm so honored that I get to do that work. There's so much magic and wisdom that the horses can bring us. And if you're ever interested in experiencing my Equine Vision Journey retreats, you can visit my website at cammygelner.com or just reach out to me and I can tell you more about it. But it's really, really powerful work. And so that's part of Alyssa's goal, is that people can start to understand the power that horses can bring to us, that the transformation that horses can bring to us if we just only open up to the journey with them. And it's also Alyssa's hope that others will be inspired by her story and really follow their wildest dreams, whatever that might be. So my hope for you today as you tune into this interview is to stop and consider what your wildest dreams are. What are your biggest passions? What is possible for you? For no ideas are too grandiose. Follow in Alyssa's footsteps and really tune into what is your biggest dreams and go do them in 2019. Start to set that course. Start to lay the pathway for that. With that, I'm so honored to introduce you to Alyssa Matthews. Well, welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio, Alyssa.
Thank you so much, Cammy. It's great to be here.
Oh, I know this is going to be such a fun conversation. We've already been chatting away before we got onto the, before we hit the record button. So it's going to be a good one. I know. I love your adventure story. I came across your story reading the local newspaper in Evergreen, Colorado. And it's a story about a woman on a quest to be the first person to ride every breed of horse. And I just knew I needed to have you as a guest on my podcast.
Well, thank you so much. It's so exciting to be here. And I have to admit, I actually got to call my mom after you contacted me. And I said, Mom, I just got a request to be an extraordinary woman. And I think she was pretty happy about that. So thank you for that opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. And I love when women follow their dreams, when they see something that they really want to do and they're like, you know what? I can do this. And this is your story. And that's what I'm so excited to hear about. So what was your big why for starting this quest?
You know, there are kind of two big driving forces that actually convinced me to launch this rather epic journey. The first one is kind of actually summarized by a quote by the Dalai Lama, which is, "Every day, think as you wake up, today I am fortunate to be alive. Mm-hmm. I have a precious human life and I am not going to waste it." And
I want to just pause on that because we each have this precious human life and we can choose how we get up every single day with that, right?
Yes, exactly. And that to me was just a big thing that said, you know what, you need to go and do this. You've had this in your head for over a decade and you keep waiting for the right time to start this. You keep waiting to have the right camera or, you know, the right setup or funding or, you know, all of these things. And I just decided, you know what, today is that day and I'm not going to waste today. And that day was actually a year ago. So I just had my 1 year anniversary of the quest. So it's exciting.
That's very cool. I've got goosebumps. I totally have goosebumps because it's so you saw this, you're like, I'm going. What planted the seeds? I mean, so that was, I guess, the first part. You said that was the first part. What was the second part?
Yeah. So that was the first part. And the second part, which is kind of the, I've been around horses my entire life and I've been really lucky to work with a wide variety of different breeds and have a lot of really cool and unique horse opportunities. And one of the common factors behind all of them was there was a very passionate person or a very passionate group of people that were devoting their entire life to this group of horses or this breed of horse. And yet other other people, other horse people even, didn't really know much about the breed and didn't really know anything about the story of what they could do. And so I just kind of kept getting this feeling that I needed to tell these people's stories and I needed to show the world what these horses can do. So that's kind of the how it all kind of started in my head.
Right. And you said that you'd had this idea for over a decade.
Yes. So I have always been fascinated with just with the different breeds. I'm the person that always gets the breed books and always, you know, watches the little horse videos on the different breeds and that sort of thing. And so it had just been just kind of sitting around in the back of my head. You know, what if I actually ride every breed? What would that feel like to actually be, you know, to actually be able to experience every single breed of horse rather than just, you know, what is a quarter horse or what is an Appaloosa or what is an Arabian? They each have their own unique factors and their own special skills, really.
Right, right. And so for our listeners who are not horse people, so you and I have this huge, huge shared passion.
Yes.
But some of our listeners are not horse people. So give them just a little glimpse of why some of the breeds might feel differently. I mean, just the energy of what the horses might bring to your experience.
Absolutely. So each horse really has its own purpose in regards to the way that they have been used. And an example is in Ireland, I got to ride the Irish draft horse. And this is a horse that actually helped shape the history of Ireland. People had very small farms and they needed to have a horse that they could use for farming, that they right. could use to get to church, that they could use to, you know, bring things home from the store, all of these different things. And then they also needed that horse to be a horse that could go out and hunt in the fields and you know, so that factor for that breed was just so unique. And then we have horses like the quarter horse, who has helped shape our U.S. Western history. You know, these horses are out on the ranch. They allowed people to go and check on cattle and check fences. And each one kind of has this different story on how they have helped us.
Awesome. Awesome. Are you capturing this all in a book?
So I write things down, after each ride. I have this journal that I'm writing. And then the big thing with the project and kind of the difficult thing, but also the exciting factor of it is that we are documenting everything with video. And so I actually, for each breed, I make a quest video, which kind of tells the story of my experience, what it was like to meet the breed. And then I'm also making a small, like about the breed video. So that way people, like you said, a lot of your listeners might not know what a certain breed is. And so the about the breed video just kind of shows everybody, hey, this is what this horse is known for. You know, this is what it looks like. This is how it moves. This is what people use it for, that sort of thing.
Awesome. And what is the big vision for that video? What do you envision that being delivered? How is it going to be delivered?
So right now it is kind of, I post it as I go, each breed I post as I go. And eventually I'm hoping to put something bigger together, almost documentary sort of thing. But the difficulty with that is there are so many breeds that I really want to give credence to each breed and tell these kind of mini stories along the way. So all the videos are actually going up after I get home and get time to edit them, pretty much as I'm writing them, they get put up on Facebook, on YouTube, and on my website.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So where are you in this journey? You're a year in. Tell us a little bit about how many horses you've ridden and you know, how many do you have to go?
Yes. So I am unofficially, I have ridden over 50 of them, but when I started the project, like I said, I wanted to go back and document everything with video. So restarted the number at zero, which was, which was fun. So I'm at 26 now, and there are approximately, because nobody actually agrees, and they're actually, the documentation on all of these horses isn't quite there. So there are approximately 350 different breeds of horse in the world.
Okay. So you've got a journey in front of you.
Yes, it is very much just getting started. I calculated the other day that I think we're at like 7% done, according to that number. But you know what? It's one of those things that I'm really excited about, because at the end of it, I'm going to have documentation and information on all of these breeds, and it will actually be this really accurate and really fun breed resource, because we'll be able to tell people what the number actually is.
Awesome. Do you know where those 300, you know, the other 325 horses are right now, where you need to be going, or is that still in the works, finding those different breeds?
So, several of them I have resources for. What I've been doing is I connect with breed registries and different breed organizations, and then also working directly with horse owners and having them suggest breeds and horses for me. So a lot of them I have picked already, especially the US-based breeds. I'm hoping to actually finish the US breeds in the next 6 months or so. Mm-hmm. And then the other horses, I have pretty much the world's largest massive spreadsheet going on to keep track of everything.
Oh, that's awesome.
There's a lot of research and a lot of emailing and phone calling. And
right. That's awesome. That's totally awesome. So what's been your favorite moment since you've started this journey?
You know, I saw that question, and it's a really fun question, because there have been so many favorite moments. As a horse person, you would probably understand the, you know, when you get on a horse and you have just these epic experiences, like galloping a stallion for his first time on the beach and jumping in a cross country course, at the world's largest Connemara breeder, you know, meeting these rare breeds and connecting with all these people. They're just all unbelievable experiences of themselves. But my favorite moment in regards to the journey, I think, has been, this time that was pretty early on. I was doing kind of a filming route, over in California, and it was, I think this was probably breed 10 or 11 for me, something like that. Mm-hmm. And it was on the California Vaquero horse, which is a horse that is currently undergoing petition to become the official state horse of California.
Okay.
Not very well-known breed. They're pretty rare, but really neat Spanish horses. They're very pretty, neat temperaments. And I was riding out on the trail with this man who's a Vietnam War veteran. And we were kind of going along this little like mountain trail, and there's like this steep ditch on the one side that you could kind of, you know, look down, and you got a little nervous about the footing, and we're riding along, and we're just talking about horses. And, of course it's easy to talk about horses with horse people. And so then he started telling me a little bit about his experience in Vietnam and the challenges that he had when he was over there. And he came home and he went into decades of depression and was really struggling with his family life and figuring out what he needed to do. And then a horse came into his life. It was actually a Mustang. And it was the Mustang that he was riding in front of me. And so it was really amazing to be hearing the story and actually seeing, you know, he'd got this wild Mustang and he worked on training it. So I saw the complete story in front of me. And then he told me that he was I think it was about 8 years ago, he was diagnosed with cancer. They were thinking it was from Agent Orange. And he said that the doctors don't know now why he's actually still alive. Mm. And it was just, it was one of those incredible moments where I was just riding along in this horse, and this man that I never would have met otherwise is telling me this incredible story that has been his life. And I just had this, like, I don't know, it just kind of hit me. It was this moment where I was like, you know what? I don't know all the answers to how the quest is going to go and how I'm going to find all of the breeds and figure all the pieces out. But I do know without a doubt that this is what I'm meant to do with my life.
Yeah. And you know what, and I tell him again, I'm getting goosebumps all over. And what I hear in this is, you know, that connection you had with that gentleman is an experience you would not have had had you gone on this quest, right?
Exactly.
And it's, you know, for, you know, all of us, it's like when we have these ideas, when we have these callings and there's this purpose that is really there for us and it's saying, you have to do this, you're being called into that in a way that there are going to be so many life enriching experiences that bring you in, and you will never know exactly where it's going to go or where it's going to take you.
Right.
But it's like such a huge pull, right? It's like, it's that calling, it's that pull that says you must do this.
Yes.
And the experiences that you're hearing, the people that are having and the connections that you're having with people are so real, and they will be life-changing forever.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, that's so cool. That's very, very cool. And what else I love about that story that you've just shared is the fact of how that horse healed and helped him.
Yes.
You know, as an equine guided coach myself, you know, I work with my clients in their personal growth and their professional growth and leadership development with horses and bring them into the work. And it is just so magical what can happen. It's so powerful what can happen in the horses. They can impact our lives. I know that it was how I found my way out of the corporate world was a moment with a horse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so there's this, it's like horses, there's something just tremendously magical, powerful about them that can help us see things in a whole different light. And, you know, I'm sure that's what happened for him when, you know, he was in that deep depression, that something shifted inside. It's like it clicks.
Yes.
How have horses made an impact on your life?
You know, for me, I really don't know what life would be like without horses. Mm-hmm. No one in my family is actually into horses. They're animal people, and they're very supportive. But they were not horse people. And I was the little girl that would point at horses when we were driving by, and I would, beg my parents to go for pony rides. And then eventually they let me start taking lessons, and it really it's shaped my entire life. Everything I have done in regards to traveling and work and the relationships that I have now because of them. It's kind of amazing what they've done for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's, so you say it shaped your entire life. Go a little bit deeper. What's different about you if you did not have horses in your life?
I think for me, they have been one of the best teachers that I could ever have. Mm-hmm. They taught me about how to treat other people, about mm-hmm. how to treat other beings. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They taught me patience and just realizing the need to work with what you have in the moment. With a horse, you can't really get big plans and be like, okay, well, today I'm going to go out and work this horse and I'm going to do this and this and this. And when you do that with a horse, they are going to tell you very quickly that that's not really going to work that way.
Right. Right. It makes us be very present, right?
Yes, very much so. And the really interesting thing about them is, and I have seen this in a very broad range of people, as I'm sure you have as well, but they really show us what it is we need to work on yes. for ourselves.
Yes, yes, they do. They completely do. And it's like a big mirror for us, right?
Yes, yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that is true whether it is, you know, the most timid, like the most timid, scared person that just always wants to be on the inside and not ever say anything, all the way up to, you know, the most aggressive, you know, confident person out there. Every single one in between, these horses have things to teach us. And one of my favorite things, I have a Mustang mare, and one of my favorite things is to see her with somebody that is timid and then to see her with somebody that is much more confident.
Right.
And she's the same horse, but she behaves in a completely
very differently.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I'm always bringing, you know, I host retreats at my facility and I bring in groups, you know, to work with my clients and that sort of thing. And it's, there's never, ever a same thing happens, you know, over the thousands of sessions I've done, it's like, there's never been the same one, right? It's that they're always different and the horses show up always different. And it's so cool because people are all in their own different space in life. And so, you know, what lesson we need to learn today is going to be different than what it is tomorrow. And, you know, so it's such a beautiful gift that we can get that reflection back to us on a real time in the moment space. What is it you need right now?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's,
I think that's really one of the incredible things about horses. And that's why, you know, you see them, even though they're not being used to do specific jobs like they used to be, they are still so much a part of our life. And it's really amazing to see just across the world what horses continue to do for people.
Right. Oh, I know. It's really incredible. It's like you said, the veterans, you know, from young kids who need help. I mean, it's like it's an incredible space and I feel very fortunate to be a part of that.
Yes.
So what have you learned about yourself on this journey since you've started it a year ago?
Oh, that it's okay to be a little bit crazy.
Yes. I mean, when you first started telling people you wanted to do that, what kind of reaction did you get?
You know, I actually, the big one was, you know, well, how many breeds are there? And do you think you can actually ride that many breeds? Mm-hmm. It was kind of a funny thing to start with this project because most of the time when you're going to do something big or you're going to work on a project, you can tell people, well, hey, this is what I'm doing. You know, I'm going to go and I'm going to travel to every country in the world or that sort of thing. And they kind of have an idea of what that means.
Right.
Whereas I was contacting horse people and saying, hey, I'm going to ride every breed in the world. Will you let me ride your horse? And they're like, wait, what are you doing? So
you had two sides of it, right? You had the people on one side that were going, you're going to do what? And then you had the people that you actually had to convince to let you ride their horse.
Exactly. Exactly. And it has gotten a lot easier. Of course, now that I have the videos and people are actually seeing what it is that I'm doing, that part has gotten a lot easier. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of interesting because I really don't have any map or any specific route to accomplish this, which has made it really, really fun and really challenging. And also just taught me that there's no way for this to be perfect. There's no way for it to, you know, because there isn't really a perfect example of it.
Right.
And so it's okay to just kind of go for this because I'm so passionate about accomplishing this and about enjoying this journey that I have been able to let go a little bit. I tend to be, you know, that person that always wants to do everything perfectly and put everything out perfectly and that sort of thing. And this for me has just kind of been a realization of life is a very interesting and exciting and unscripted. And it's
it can
wonderful.
Be messy. It's wonderful, right?
Yeah.
Right? And it's, I love this because it's, you know, for so many of my clients and people who are listening who are building businesses, right? It's like, it's unscripted. When you are trailblazing, when you're going out and you're starting something new, you're starting it your way, you're creating it, you're putting down the foundation, and it's never going to go exactly like you think it's going to go, right?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's awesome.
That's been really, just very interesting because I really, you know, I never really thought of myself as, you know, that person that would be anything special. That sounds kind of horrible, but I'm encouraging people to realize that you don't have to feel incredible or you don't have to feel amazing or talented even in order to go out and follow your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, this was just literally putting one step in front of the other and saying, I have this concept, and this concept keeps kind of, you know, keeps kind of telling me I need to do this. And so I turned the concept into something real. And then I just kept going after it.
Right.
And that's turned it into what it is today, which is just really amazing.
And when you made that declaration, that big, you know, hairy, audacious goal of gosh, I'm going to go do this. That's, you know, the road is twisty, it's curvy there, but that big goal was always there. That big idea was always there. And that was the driver that fueled it, right? That set the fire in you that said, I can do this.
Yes. Yes.
So and really being clear about that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And going for that big idea. It's like, yes, I can do that big idea.
Right. Right. Because it's so easy to have that idea in your head and just keep it there.
Right.
And also give it excuses. You know, right. I had for a while I was saying, you know what, I don't want to take pictures of this. I don't want to be like, hey, there's Alyssa sitting on another horse. You know, I wanted to really make it meaningful for everybody.
Mm-hmm. I love the history that you're bringing into it. I think that's really fascinating.
Thank you. Yeah. It's been really neat to see the videos have actually been shared all over the world, and they get shared by breed registries and different people that are involved with the breed. And it's really fun to see just how the videos are bringing enjoyment to people and also educating people on what horses can do.
Nice. Nice. That's awesome. So what's the legacy you hope to leave with this quest?
You know, my big hope is, I guess what I mentioned a little bit earlier there, is just really wanting to show people what horses can do and what they do for us on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are a lot of people out there that don't really know, you know, either they haven't been around horses or they've had a bad experience with a horse before, that sort of thing. And I just hope that by doing this, people will see what it is that horses do and that it will bring joy to people. I'm hoping, you know, maybe the little girl will see it and go, you know what? This girl's going out and riding every breed. I can do something awesome with
right.
my life, you know?
Right. Right. I think there's a big opportunity for that ripple effect to occur of, gosh, look what she did. I've had this idea in my head and I haven't been acting on it. And,
yeah.
And that story is so powerful.
Yes. Yeah. And I really hope too, the other thing is that by telling the stories of the people that I'm meeting, there was a horse I went to go ride, the Georgian Grand, and his owner is a police officer and he's actually a police horse. And I had a really incredible time meeting and goofing around with these people. We had a really fun ride. But my hope is that by telling the stories just of normal, wonderful, inspirational people, kind of just exactly like what you're doing.
Right. Right.
You know, we need that.
Exactly. It inspires us, right? It puts a spark in us.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So I hope I can spark people
That's, I'm sure you are. I mean, I know you are because you're sparking it for me. So
thank you. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So where can people follow your journey? Where can they learn more about it?
So I have the website discoverthehorse.com. Mm-hmm. And the other good place where all the videos are posted, and it's a pretty fun group of people, is on Facebook. So just put in Discover the Horse on Facebook. And then also Instagram, Discover the Horse Quest. I've been putting a lot of fun horse pictures and kind of travel photos up there of the journey. So
that's so awesome. So awesome. So the final question that I always end with is, what are three pearls of wisdom you can leave with our audience today?
You know, one is to do the things that scare you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really worth it.
That's awesome. That's totally awesome.
Let's see. Two is, if you have a dream or a goal or a wish, just follow it. You know, it really doesn't have to be anything big. Mm-hmm. and you don't have to wait until everything's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Imperfect action is great, isn't it?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. So I would just encourage people to go after those dreams and really, you know, take advantage of today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Very good.
And lastly, of course, would have to be horse related. I would just like to encourage everyone to either go and ride or be around a horse, because they really will teach you so much. And it's just an experience that I think everybody should have in their life.
Oh, I so agree. I so agree. It's so many of the people that come to me for my retreats are totally not horse people, right? But they get that experience, and it's really powerful, and it can change our lives.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. Well, Alyssa, this has been so much fun. I love your story. I love what you're doing. And I can't wait to share this with my tribe.
Thank you so much. It has been such an honor to be here.
You bet. You bet. Well, you have a great day.
All right. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
I hope you liked this episode of Extraordinary Women Radio. If you did, please share this podcast with your own special tribe of women and help spread the love, the dreams, and the inspiration. Are you thinking about making the next bold move in your life? I invite you to take the Your Next Bold Move quiz at CammieGellner.com to find out how you can jumpstart a passionate and meaningful next chapter. You may also enjoy my book, Fire Dancer, Your Spiral Journey to a Life of Passion and Purpose, which is available on Amazon. In Fire Dancer, you will become intimately connected to your heart's calling and build the courage and resiliency to ignite your what's next. I'd love to hear from you on any of my social media channels. I'm on both Facebook and Twitter, and the links are available on my website. Till next time, my friend, listen to your heart, follow your dreams, and be you.